Innocuous by LCD Sound System.
You're listening to Tin Trains, asking the questions. Bamba Gascoigne.
Do you remember him?
I don't remember him. It's before my time.
Who the hell is Bamba Gascoigne?
He preceded Jeremy Paxman on University Challenge.
Did he?
Incidentally, this week, I tell you, Rob, Guttenplan of, I forget which, he was like Rain Man, but he was incredible. He had all the answers.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he have the answer to the meaning of life?
No, I'm not sure anyone does.
Yeah, it's 42. Remember?
Yes. Okay, you're listening to Tin Trains with Oliver, Rob, and we're joined today, for the second time, by popular demand, Christopher Ambrose. Welcome, Chris.
We were asked to up the camp factor, so we got Chris on. Hello, Chris, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Rob. How are you?
I'm good. I've slept till 1:15. That's why we're a little tardy today.
Mm.
So, on with the show, shall we?
Yes, I'd just like to let everyone know how they could contact us, if they so desired. There are three very titillating ways. You could email us at studio@rarefm.co.uk, text RARE, and your message to 60300. Or, of course, our preferred method of contact, by leaving a message at the website at www.rarefm.co.uk.
But please leave your name if you do that.
Do leave your name, because we want to know who you are. It's like a lovely, loving community.
And today's question for listeners is one I put forth to Chris the other day, because today's Sunday and Tuesday was Pancake Day. Are pancakes less like cakes than Yorkshire puddings are like puddings?
Okay, well, that depends very much on the distinction between a pudding and a dessert.
Well, so let's leave that to the listeners.
Okay. Shall I pop a track on?
Oh, well, Chris has got a track, and then we'll follow it up with your track.
I'd like to introduce mine, I think, so... but I'll...
All right, fine.
But no, Chris
fine.
Goes first, and then we'll have a quick speak in between, but I think it warrants introduction.
All right, then. Okay. Chris, would you like to introduce your track?
Okay. My choice is Evil by Interpol. It's the song that first got me into Interpol, so... yeah, I hope you like it.
Rosemary, heaven restores you in life. You're coming with me through the aging, the fearing, the strife. It's the smiling on the package, it's the faces in the sand. It's the thought that moves you upward, embracing me with two hands. Right, we'll take you places, yeah, maybe to the beach. When your friends, they do come crying, tell them now your pleasure's set upon slow release. Under the belly, lay some grease inside my hand. It's a sentimental jury, and the
Yeah, that was Evil by the band Interpol.
I quite enjoyed that. That was quite good.
And swiftly on to the next track.
Yes. Are you two familiar with the television show Glee?
Slightly.
I know my sister watches it.
Well, I mean...
But she watches really bad TV.
I think it's revolutionised my television viewing schedule. And this is, of course, a classic track from it. Feel free to dance along at home. Beyonce and all the single ladies. I like to keep people guessing about my sexuality. Well, so what else is coming up on the show?
Well, we've got plenty of discussion of various things. Beyonce didn't win a Brit this week.
Scandalous.
I think she was beaten out to Best International Female by Lady Gaga, of course. He seems to be winning everything.
I mean, did she win?
Who? Lady Gaga won two, but there's only like 10 awards, and she was probably only eligible for five because, you know, they split it into male and female.
True.
But rather than watching the Brits, I'm spending a night with Britt Daniel. Are you familiar? Shakes of heads all around. He's the lead singer of the amazing band Spoon. And I went to see them on...
I see where this is going.
It's a Rob's Gig Review. Do you want to...
Yeah, we could jingle in.
Go on then.
Rob's Gig Review.
Is that the
with
tune
Rob
of
Hakimian.
Close Encounters?
Yeah,
thank
Close
you.
Encounters tune.
Yeah, of the third kind.
Indeed. Anyway, Spoon. Second time I saw them. This time was at the Electric Ballroom. 3 years after the last time I saw them. Last time they were in England, I believe. And they're one of my very favourite bands. Kind of art rock. If you haven't heard them, they had one famous song that was on the OC, The Way We Get By, and The Underdog was quite famous as well for being on a few films and stuff. They played a lot of stuff from their new album, but they played even more from their older albums, which is great. Britt Daniels' voice on record is quite like gruff, and it's pretty cool, and he's so effortless, and that's one of the main facets of Spoon, and he actually manages to pull that off live, and they're really tight, and I've heard lots of complaints about them as a live band, but I have absolutely none. I thought they were amazing. And I should mention White Rabbits, who were the support band, were really energetic and really tight as well. Two or even three percussionists at one time was pretty incredible stuff. And they came on and helped out with Spoon on a couple of tracks, which was cool. Hopefully I'll get to see both bands again when I go to Coachella in April. Are you jealous, Chris?
Definitely, yeah.
What is that? I have no idea what we're talking about.
Coachella is a music festival in California that I'm going to in April.
Oh, that's nice.
Very nice.
I want to go to Comic-Con, San Diego. I think it's time.
They won't have Lost guys there next year.
Right.
Not that you care about Lost.
That doesn't affect my decision in any way.
What would you do there? They have a lot of hot girls dressed up as comic book characters there.
Well, that's not my primary motivation, although it certainly features, I suppose. I'm a comic book fan. There'll be other movie gossip. In fact, will there be movie gossip coming up in our show?
I don't know. Do you have any movie gossip?
No,
we've got the BAFTAs tonight. Maybe we should discuss the BAFTAs.
Oh, of course, yes. Who do you think will sweep them?
Well, that's for another link.
Oh, I see.
So we'll save that for later. For now, I just want to say, go see Spoon if you get the chance. They're not in the country very often, so I doubt you'll get a chance soon. But next time they're around, definitely check them out. And this is my favourite song of the night. It's called I Summon You.
Remember the weight of the world, it's a sound that we used to buy. Cassette and 45. And now this little girl, she says, will we make it at all? 800 miles is a drive. Love.
That was Two by the band The Antlers from their album Hospice.
Yeah, and they're in London next week. No, week after, 3rd of March, they're playing Union Chapel. And they're back on May the 19th to play Scala. Yeah. So make sure you make it down to one of those two.
Go and see them, they're really cool. Really.
Yeah, Chris and I both chose that as our favourite album of last year. Did we not?
Yes.
Anyway, last Friday. Last week we didn't get to do a show, unfortunately, because we had loads of Valentine's related things planned, didn't we? But one of the other things I wanted to talk about on the show, which I still want to talk about today because it wasn't Valentine's related, was the Rare FM football team taking their skills to the madness of Somerstown to play against some other societies. I was on the team somehow.
Where did you play?
I played in goal most of the time. So I don't know why. I guess no one else really wanted to do it.
Well, because you have asthma and, you know, in other positions.
Hey, if I take my inhalers, I'm fine. And so, in our group, first match we had up against MDs, which you used to be a part of, were you not?
I did, yeah.
Do you want to tell us what it stands for?
I can't remember. It was a comedy group.
Manic Depressives?
Yeah, the show that I was involved in involved us in a big opening musical number walking through a giant on-stage vagina, and my sister walked out at half-time. All in all, a great night.
Wow. Didn't the Flaming Lips enter the stage through a giant vagina as well?
I couldn't tell you, Rob.
I believe they do. They do. So, we played them, and we won 14-1.
Nice.
14-1, that's a very realistic score.
Yeah, well, it was only 12 minutes as well, or something like that. Nice. A little footnote, all the players of the other team were girls. That only has to be a footnote, because, I mean, we're all about quality these days. They were still a legitimate team.
The girls in the MDs were devils, highly athletic people, you know. That I'm pretty sure some of them are killed and will again.
I'm sure they could run, but they couldn't kick, if you don't mind me saying. And I saved a penalty against them, which was probably the best moment of my night. Anyway, next game, we played the Sri Lankan Society. And
was Desal on the team?
No, Desal was not on the team. Otherwise, maybe we would have won. But no, we lost 6-1 or something like that.
Did you do a kind of Peter Schmeichel run up the pitch?
I wasn't allowed out of my box. Those are the rules. I wish
did
I could
you
have.
See Rob, like, charging up?
So we lost 6-1. You know, humble victory.
Did you
humble
do any good loss. Celebrations?
Like celebrating what?
Game. We didn't. The previous game.
No, not really. We can't really rub it in their faces. And the final game of the night was against German society.
Oh dear!
And we actually managed to score 2 goals in this game, but we still lost like 6-2 or something.
Crikey. If you were interested in that anecdote or have any more interesting ones to share, email in at studio@rarefm.co.uk, text RARE and your message to 60300, or leave a message at the website, www.rarefm.co.uk.
We should say thank you to the parent contingent who are listening.
Yes, I believe all
one
our
third of
are.
Our listeners.
And we'll be dealing with your requests.
We absolutely shall. There was one from Carol from Canterbury. Which was particularly appreciated.
Yes, and we're currently working on locating some songs.
But I think we've got a couple of apologies. Firstly from you, Chris, for besmirching my reputation beyond all measure.
Yes, the first time I came on the show, I'd been dealing with a little issue at home involving someone impersonating Mike Afra on Twitter.
I came on Mike Afra. He was being impersonated on Twitter. Who dared do such a thing?
I came on here, and all the evidence pointed to Ollie, and
Chris laid down his evidence.
I laid down my evidence, and then I realised a day later that it actually wasn't Ollie, and that it's never the person you most expect, it's the person you most medium expect.
Never the person you most expect, or the least expect.
Exactly.
The person you most medium expect.
Chris
completely, like, bold-faced, completely accused Oliver on
was,
the air.
It was painful, and it took me a while.
I slandered
to,
your good reputation.
You did.
And I'd just like to take this opportunity, Ollie, to just give you my heartfelt apology and say, I'm sorry. I hope we can be friends again.
I think we can probably hug this out in the next track, Chris.
Excellent.
Right. And I should apologise for the technical difficulties we've had so far, and apologise for being late. Apparently the people before us were eliciting underage sex, so we're sorry. You shouldn't have to deal with that after 2 p.m. when it's our slot.
Oh.
Anyway, and now your apology.
Well, I'd like to apologise, on behalf of Rob, for the absence of breakfast banter, because Rob's lethargy meant that we couldn't make it.
Do you
want
to just
breakfast.
Explain
breakfast Oh, banter? Our regular listener will realise... we'll know that it's a regular feature where we review various eateries and breakfast places around the capital, and it's unfortunately absent today. I'm
incredulous.
Yes, and upset. However, you might miss us for breakfast, but join us for tea, and that's my next link, Rob, if you'd like to take it away on the bells and whistles.
Sunday for tea, I'll see you Sunday for tea. And though it's not far away, each hour is a day to me. Lettuce and ham, or maybe crumpets and jam. Oh baby, it'll be fun having a Sunday tea. And as you pass the sugar bowl to me, I'll see at last your heart and soul will be with me. Sunday could be a special Sunday for me. Together we'll surely find the two of a kind, are we? On Sunday for tea. And as you pass the sugar bowl to me, I'll see at last your heart and soul will be with me. Sunday for tea, I'll see you Sunday for tea. Together we'll surely find the two of a kind, are we? On Sunday for tea.
apologise. That was clearing out the static in your brain.
And before that, Peter and Gordon, Sunday for Tea.
That song was actually called The Dream of Chan and Evan.
Yeah, we apologise for the technical difficulties.
There weren't any technical difficulties. That's how it's supposed to sound.
This is a segment that Rob called
it properly.
That's the listener loser.
It's just white noise.
Your voice is just white noise.
How dare you, sir? How very dare you?
That was Dintel featuring Ben Gibbard, which is where the Postal Service originated.
It is actually white noise. Sorry, can we fade it out, for God's sake? Oh, thank you.
Happy now?
That I can guarantee you we've lost a quarter of our listenership. 3 listeners.
we don't have 12 listeners.
No, actually, that's quite optimistic, isn't it?
Anyway.
So the BAFTAs are coming up.
Tonight, in
hosted
fact.
By Jonathan Ross, rather than Stephen Fry, and that really annoys me because Ross can't present.
But Ross has done it for the last 5 or so years.
He's done it for the last. Really? Has it been 5 years?
Yeah.
My goodness. Sorry. Well, I don't like him doing it.
Why not?
I don't. I find him deeply unfunny.
Well,
same
like
with
him.
Ed Byrne, and in fact, yeah, those are the two.
He's quitting the BBC, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He's just, mind you, he's still got his production company, and he's Hot Sauce.
Hot Sauce?
Yeah, isn't that his production company?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Anyway, should we discuss the nominations?
Let's.
Best film nominations: Avatar, An Education, The Hurt Locker, Precious, or Up in the Air.
Okay, well. Okay. And I only saw An Education. And
did you not even see Avatar?
You haven't seen Avatar?
No.
Oh.
It's Smurfs the movie.
Yeah. Avatar definitely doesn't deserve to win Best Movie.
Doesn't?
No. I mean, it's good. It's good. It's entertaining, but it's not a Best Movie nomination. I really liked Up in the Air, but I think The Hurt Locker is going to win.
Is there, like, Best Screenography or something?
There is at the Oscars. I'm not sure about the
best Baptist. Cinematography.
Best, that's the one.
That'll definitely win it.
Yeah,
it's going to win all the technical ones at the Oscars.
Well,
Avatar,
yeah,
has got in the
but band. It's because it has no competition.
Star Trek really has some good competition. It would put up a good fight.
An Education. I saw it. It was certainly very good.
What is that?
An Education will win the best film because it's also nominated for Outstanding British Film, and I'm pretty sure it's going to win that one.
Yeah,
over.
That's a good
Fish
call.
Tank, In the Loop, Moon, and Nowhere Boy. I would go for Moon. I really loved Moon.
With Sam Rockwell, who I think is a fantastic
actor. Sam Rockwell.
Yes, yeah.
For those who haven't seen it, I hope I didn't spoil it for you.
His early appearance in Charlie's Angels, the remake.
Yeah, and I watched a film with him in it last week. In fact, it was Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
How did you find it?
Not very good.
Oh, I quite liked it, actually.
No, I
Most
love
Def made
the
a good
books, but the, I love the book. Yeah, Most Def was okay, but I don't know. I didn't really like the film much, to be honest.
Interesting. I saw The Wolfman the other day while we're talking movies.
What did you think?
I thought it was magnificent.
But do you know they recorded that in they filmed that in like 2 separate sessions, changed directors. I mean, apparently it's really obvious up on the screen, like what was shot early and what was shot late. I guess maybe if you know that.
All quite homogeneous, would that be
homogeneous?
And the set dressing was fantastic. It was all filmed at Chatsworth, like Pride and Prejudice, the remake with Keira Twice and Knightley and Matthew McFadden.
Great. So you'd give that a thumbs up, recommend it?
Yes, actually, wholeheartedly. Great umbrellas and walking sticks.
is that the best thing about the film?
No. Well, it's up there, actually. And
Unbreakable umbrella.
Oh, that's on our backlog if anyone wants to, back issues list, if anyone wants to find out about the Unbreakable Umbrella. Thank you, Chris, for reminding us.
Benicio Del Toro is a pretty hairy guy. I guess that's why they chose him to play the Wolfman.
Well, I like the fact they use prosthetics, apart from in some of the transformation scenes, the actual suits.
Did you not? Well, the transformations.
Can't argue with it. And Art Malik, out of nowhere, he's back on the map.
And Hugo Weaving, was he still not acting like Agent Smith?
It's odd, he chooses such different roles and plays them in such similar ways.
So he was just like Agent Smith?
No, that's being uncharitable. He had a good coat.
All right.
And I like the way they accelerated all the horse riding scenes.
Why did they do that?
I don't know, it made it more sort of visceral.
Did it make it look like the horses were going really fast?
Yes, it did. That's precisely what the effect achieved.
What was the point?
Just to increase the energy, to increase the pace. Oh, and the is it the daughter or the granddaughter of Chaplin?
No,
Charles
idea.
Chaplin.
Oh, her.
Oh, goodness, I can't remember. If you can remember the progeny of Mr. Charles Chaplin, email in studio@rarefm.co.uk. Text around your message to 60300 or leave a message at the website at www.rarefm.co.uk.
Also, we're still looking for a dream. Despite DeSalle's absence, we're still going to analyse.
Damn right.
So if you had any weird dreams this week that need analysing, contact us through one of those methods.
I think it's time for...
If you haven't, eat some cheese, go to sleep, wake up in 10 minutes, yeah, and tell us.
Oh, I've rediscovered the toasted cheese sandwich.
Really? It's time for a song.
This next song is by Elliot Smith, and it's Waltz Number 2.
Thank you. All right now, baby, it's all right now. Yeah.
that was Free, All Right Now, obviously. Gosh, requested by Bersian Carol in Canterbury. Salute to them. And thank you for your kind words, everyone else. Mm. Apart from people didn't like the Listener Loser.
Yeah.
The static noise,
as
or whatever.
As I suspected.
Whatever people are describing it as. Oh. Actually, Desal liked it, because Desal's cool. Yeah, and actually, we've had a dream in from Desal.
Oh,
the analyzer wants to get analyzed.
Are you ready? Analyzer becomes the analyzee.
Are you ready?
Here we go, shall I read it?
Wait.
Oh.
Dream analysis with Desal. Rob. Oh, shit. We forgot to say with Rob.
Oh, you...
Anyway, would you like to read out, Chris?
Yeah, so anyway, here's the dream. I had a dream where I finally got my latest essay marks back, 53%.
Ooh, not good.
Unlikely for Desal.
I was angry. I deserved more. The lecturer called me into his office to talk to me about why I should quit university. As he went on, my anger built up, blanking out what he was speaking. Suddenly, a huge explosion was heard and the windows all shattered. The Institute of Child Health, my department, had just been bombed. In the ensuing action, spelled wrong, I found myself bleeding and my lecturer's legs crushed by a desk. As I got up, he looked me in the eye and said, "Save me, Desal, save me. I'll do anything." I knew what I had to do.
I turned around,
limped out of the burning ruins of the building, carrying my lecturer in my arms.
Wait, did he get hit in the explosion, or is he just limping because he's taking the piss out of his lecturer who can't walk anymore?
Wait a sec. He was bleeding.
Okay. Right.
Continue. He was bleeding. When we had finally escaped, he embraced me and said, "Desal, I was wrong about you. You're better than me. I quit."
The lecturer quit?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the dream.
Well, thank you, Desal.
This is a classic case of the pupil becoming the master, as happens in The Karate Kid and various other
as
films.
As you could argue is happening right now with the analyzee and
Indeed. This thing permeates into normal life.
True.
All the time.
Rob and Desal are like two Jedi Masters locked in combat.
We're not in locked in combat. We're in harmony.
Okay.
Through the Force.
I'll
tell you what, on Google Images...
Oh, don't get Ollie started on Star Wars.
Sorry. But I saw President Obama mocked up as Mace Windu, and it gave me pleasure.
Okay, to the dream.
Sorry, back on topic.
So, Desal works in the Institute of Child Health, and at the slightest suggestion that he should be kicked out of Child Health, the whole place exploded, which maybe means that for the future, Desal is the future of Child Health. Without him, it will implode, or explode, as it was in this case. So
there's prophecy going on.
It's a prophetic dream, I would say. I would say that Child Health needs Desal to continue. No matter how bad his marks may be, he doesn't need to prove himself through writing. He needs to prove himself through action, as he does in this dream, by carrying out his lecturer, and then that usurping him as the master of Child Health. So, Desal, stick with your dream. Help children, make them healthy, and never turn your back on a lecturer, even though they are not very nice. Just keep going, Desal. And happy birthday to your mother. That's why he's not here today.
Can you have a round of happy birthday?
No. Oh. Because I don't like singing on the air.
Maybe in our secret epilogue.
Maybe we could. Okay, I hope that helps you, Desal.
Well, it was with Desal
because he was, and he's a weirdo.
But people who don't appreciate that item, I can't imagine who they'd be, but they might be begging us to stop.
Might they?
Yes, they might.
Is that a link?
That's a link. Yes, begging, apostrophe after the N. So I'd like to introduce it as begging. But you would know it as begging.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm begging.
Scientist, it's a hit.
And Gee. We are Tin Trains. And before that you heard
Frankie Valli
and the Four Seasons with Beggin'. Ably covered by the Saturdays. My favourite's Una.
Well, We Are Scientists are playing a secret gig tonight in Camden. They're the secret headliners.
Secret gig? How do you know about it?
Because it's not that
secret.
They're playing at the Barfly. There might actually still be tickets left. It's the Chapman family is what you're buying tickets for, but We Are Scientists are headlining. You know what else was a hit? Zoe's party last night.
Yeah, it was really good.
Would you like to tell us a bit about it, Chris? Tell us who Zoe is first.
Zoe is my girlfriend and...
A friend of all of ours.
Fellow medical student at UCL.
And last night...
In fact, she's guested on one of our shows.
Very briefly. Very December 7th,
2008. Oh! He knows all of them. He just sees them in his mind like the Matrix.
That was really weird.
It was her 21st birthday on Thursday. Let's talk about that first. We went to... for her actual birthday, we went to a burlesque show in East London.
Where I was performing because I wasn't invited.
Well, I can picture you performing at a burlesque show. Mm. So, what did you think of it, Chris?
It was a bit weird.
Yeah, it's Proud Cabaret, which is an association with Proud Galleries, I think. And there was various women with tassels on, rude parts and things like that. And some guy chucking hats around and catching them on his head, which was kind of cool.
It was Except he wasn't very good at it. It was his first try.
Yeah, but some of the stuff he did was good, like balancing a walking stick on the end of a cigar, which was in his mouth. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was
cool. That does sound amazing.
And, yeah, just rolling around hats, you know. It looked pretty slick. But, you know, I could learn that in a week.
Well, you know, what use is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come join the cabaret?
No. Thanks. Where's that from?
Oh, God. I'm not even going to dignify that with a response. You can Google it. The listeners will know.
All right, listeners, if you know where that's from, please enlighten us. studio@rarefm.co.uk.
Anyway.
And the final cabaret performer finished by pouring champagne all over herself. What did you make of that?
Meh.
Meh? Nothing? I thought it was pretty cool. I don't know how, I'm pretty sure the champagne is probably quite cheap. It might not even been champagne, it might have just been sparkling wine. In fact, on the menus there, they didn't call it champagne, they called it fizz, I noticed. Maybe it wasn't champagne at all. Well, we'll come on to Zoe's main party last night in a bit, but it's time for a song. Some anonymous person requested Depeche Mode, so we're going to play that for you. And if you'd like to tell us who you are, then please email
us. I mean, yeah, because that's just the kind of guys we are.
Depeche Mode. Enjoy the silence. Local Natives with Airplanes. A song, if you only listened to the chorus and heard I Want You Back, you'd think it's like a love song. But it's actually written about his deceased grandfather, who he only didn't know for very long, and he's got all his heirlooms. It's quite a nice song, actually, if you listen to
it. It's a song about love, I suppose. And before that?
Before that, we had Depeche Mode with Enjoy the Silence. Depeche Mode, who also did the song Just Can't Get Enough.
I thought the Saturdays did that.
The Saturdays did a cover of that.
It was a cover, but they really made it their own.
I suppose they did. That's two songs.
Which one's your favourite, Ollie?
I'd say Una, Chris.
We already talked about this. Is it just, do the Saturdays only do covers?
I don't know.
Maybe they do.
You do, Ollie, come on.
Be honest. I have no idea, but I do know Just Can't Get Enough was the comic relief track. That's why I know it.
You know
quite
that
pervasive.
Because we just looked at the front cover
of
this single.
True. Order of Fitness was so shallow on the show.
You did that. I didn't say anything.
How dare you?
Just Can't Get Enough was also one of the songs we sang in karaoke last night at Zoe's birthday.
Great. Yeah, but you had a lot of fun there. I think it's time for another track.
No, it's not.
No.
So we went to Bloom Street Bottles, which is where my flatmate and former co-host Nick Taylor works, but he wasn't there last night because he's off recording something, some material. And we were in the Kingpin suite, which I've never really been in before, which is pretty cool.
Swanky.
A lot less grimy than the upstairs one. Though I like the griminess of the main bowling area.
Yeah, it's quite a cool place.
And I think I scored my best ever bowling score.
What did you get?
I got 109.
Wow.
What did you get?
I was being chivalrous, so I was gutter bowling so that Zoe could win.
Oh, sure you were. Yeah. Sure you were.
Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that. Just
sure you were gutter bowling.
I messed that up.
Chris throws the ball down the lane rather than rolls it. He's such
Do you
a
use
retard.
Those little rails that the children use?
No, I wish I could. I wish I could. But no, I got like 70 or something.
You suck.
My dad would be embarrassed.
Yeah, well, your dad's already embarrassed.
okay.
And then we went to karaoke. What was your highlight of karaoke? I thought Won You Back by, not by
Jackson.
Ronan Keating was awesome. Oh, Ronan Keating was really good.
Who did that? That was,
Was it Adam?
How does that go? By the Ronan Keating?
It's amazing how
you can see right to my heart.
It's speak right
that
to
was
my
really,
heart.
Speak really right. low.
Yeah, quite low for you.
Oh, I've got a range like Tina Turner boys. What can I say?
Wow.
Tina Turner boys? What are Tina Turner boys?
Tina Turner boys are biological clones of Tina Turner, but they've replaced her
genitals. I don't think they'd be a clone.
With
technically.
Male genitals.
Yeah, all right. Thank you for that valid medical opinion. I appreciate that, Chris. But I think we can agree we're working on very much a hypothetical level here.
Tina Turner boys, look them up on Wikipedia. The page will be there by the end of the day.
Yeah, hang on. I think we've just found the name of our first album.
What, the Tina Turner boys?
Yeah. Coming soon.
Very soon. Next week, maybe.
Perhaps.
Desalle sang Eternal Flame by Atomic Kitten.
Oh, Kaboom.
With Tom Allen.
Yeah, and that was pretty good as well. Really
Eternal Flame was originally by the Bangles.
Where have I seen members of Atomic Kitten?
We talked about this last week. It's on...
yes, that's right.
Snog, Marry a Void. And Hotter Than My Daughter. They're both... There's two members of Atomic Kitten presenting
so what's
trashy...
What's the third doing? That's the question.
She's the ugly one.
Oh.
I'm afraid.
Didn't pull that punch, did you? I think it's time to have some beautiful music.
I think it is. Would you like to introduce your track?
I would, once you've sorted yourself out and pulled your socks up and learnt how to use the radio desk.
Radio desk?
I don't know the technical lingo. Julie London, Cry Me a River. Again, later covered by Michael Bublé, who I think, I'm just going to posit this now, is in the running to do a Bond theme. If you listen to his version of this, I think he's trying to Bond it up a bit.
All right, then.
But this is Julie London's version. It's, I think, in my top 10 favourite tracks ever.
Cry me a river, I cried a river over you. Thank you.
window. An old soul song comes on the alarm clock radio. We walk the 40 blocks to the middle of the place we heard that everything would be. And there were barricades to keep us off the street. But the crowd kept pushing forward till they swallowed the police. Yeah, they went wild. Yeah, they went wild. Yeah, they went wild. Yeah, they went wild. Time to settle, and all the broken glass swept off the avenue. And all the way home held your camera like a Bible, just wishing so bad that it held some kind of truth. And I stood nervous next to you in the dark room. You drop the paper in the water and it all begins to bloom. Yeah, they go wild. Yeah, they go wild. Yeah, they go wild. Yeah, they go wild.
Soul Song by Bright Eyes. Just perfect. One of the many artists and albums that made our 130 BPM Albums of the Decade list. Did you look at it, Ollie?
Of course I did, Rob.
Yeah. What was your favourite blurb?
I liked all of them.
Thanks. What about you, Chris?
Obviously, that guy Rob Hakimian's blurbs were quite accurate, I thought.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. He's quite good. Larry Weaver saying that song is for fags. But I disagree. I think it's a song for everyone. And I know he likes that album as well, so I know he's only joking. So thank you for listening, Larry, from Philadelphia area. Not really Philadelphia, I mean Pennsylvania. He's in State College, Pennsylvania. So we're going international again.
Ollie looks bemused.
Ollie looks bemused. I like when we go international.
Yeah, we do. Yes. So are we finishing now, or should we chuck in a couple more songs?
Eh? What? Oh, goodness. We are quite far along, aren't we?
Yes. What do you want to do?
We have just hit records.
We have, and it's
we've hit record numbers.
Yes, and it's evident that we have nothing to talk about. I think that's
but we've got
pretty
some
clear.
I think
the listeners want us to push on.
Well, if we have some requests...
I don't know if I have the song they've requested.
Oh, well, forget it then. I've got a tune in mind.
Well, let's just finish the show, I think.
Okay, well, pop my track on then.
No, it's my song. Okay. And we're gonna
finish with another...
I struggle for creative control, and yet...
So, thank you for listening, and thank you, Chris, for coming in once more.
Yes, thanks, Chris.
Yes. Proof that dreams can come true.
Oh, God.
Is that a cue for a song?
No.
It should be.
Well, it's not, because we've come to the end, I'm afraid. So, thanks for listening, everyone. And please check out the 130bpm.com.
Don't stop believing, possibly.
130bpm.com. Yeah. Albums of the Decade list.
That was also on Glee.
Yeah, why didn't... I would have picked...
That should have come on.
It's way too cliche.
Shall we overpower Rob and pop on Don't Stop Believing?
No, it's annoying
yes,
as
let's
hell.
Do it.
No,
Chris,
we're not doing it.
You take his
legs. We're finishing with Life Like Weeds by Modest Mouse, which was number 8 on our Albums of the Decade. Or 9, maybe. I can't remember now.
We're popping on some Glee. You're just a rock to me. You're just a rock to me. You're just a rock to me. In this life like this, you're just a rock to me. And in this life like this, and in this life like me.
Life like me. In this life like me. everything. And we know that our hearts are just made out of string. So you think you figured out everything, but we know that our minds are just made out of strings to be pulled. Strings to be pulled. I was talking all the time and the air fills up, up, up until there's nothing left to breathe. Up until there's nothing left to speak. Up until the better parts of space.
Guys need to stop. You need to stop volumizing Chris's
head.
No,
let me just get the can again.
They found some volumizer in the secretary's.
It's like this foam, and we've been massaging it into Chris's hair. It's extremely flammable.
Anyway, guys, you can do that on your own time. We better say happy birthday to various people this week. Are you...
anyone whose birthday it was this week?
Are we going to sing? Or are we just
going
to say happy birthday.
Okay, what's our start?
Give us
note?
A.
Happy birthday to you. Stop it, let's just sing and get out of here.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. What's that note?
Just sing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Oh, no.
To Zoe, Ryan, and to Sal's mum.
Happy
birthday to you. Goodbye.